God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. But you have rejected us and disgraced us and have not gone out with our armies. You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten spoil. If we have forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of our heart. Yet for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake! Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Rise up. Come to our help. Redeem us. For the sake of your steadfast love. Psalm 44. Selected verses. A tough psalm, no? There's a bit of a debate about when it was written, who the sons of Korah who wrote it were, and there are some stories connected to that in the Bible, and it could be one of at least two. But clearly, it's at a time when there is somebody who believes that they have been faithful. They haven't abandoned God. If we have abandoned you, Lord, if we've given up trusting in you, wouldn't you know that? Why would we ever do that? Of course, then you would abandon us. So really, Lord, why? Why are you letting the nations rage against us? Why are you letting the wicked lift up their hands against us? Of course, it is not that they were so righteous that they deserved to have God go with them. But his point here is, look, we're descended from the people of the promise. We've heard it with our ears. Our fathers have been faithful. They've passed on the confession of the faith to us, and we confess it again. So why, oh why, do we see the darkness gathering on our shores and the lives of the faithful dwindling among us? Sounds a bit too close to home, though, doesn't it? I mean, we can take pride in just being Lutheran, but I don't. I take pride in knowing who Jesus is and what he's done, which is why I'm a Lutheran. And I wonder, here this gospel is, but nobody hears. We've fallen on hard times in America. It is out of season. The crop just doesn't seem to want to grow. And that's the prayer here that's being asked. Lord, you gave us the Reformation. You made the Lutheran Church grow so that the preaching of Christ and him crucified was known around the world. Why have you ceased to go out with our missionaries? It's not like they're not being sent. Faithful men in the field these days, and they say the ground is hard, filled with rocks, and they till, and they strive for years, and see one convert or two. That's what this psalm is for. It's for the time when you don't see the success that you believe in. When the church is revealed in her warty ugliness, her imperfections, you know, after that voters' meeting when nobody acted the way that they should. That's when we cry out, awake, O Lord. Are you sleeping? How long will you let us dwell in this body of death? How long will you let us be overcome in a byword among the nations? When will you rouse yourself and come down? Come, Lord Jesus. Not to be our guest, but to take us home. Yeah? Maranatha. Deliver us from evil. Awake. Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Rise up and come and redeem us. Buy us back for the sake of your steadfast love. And that's what it all hinges on, just like yesterday's psalm. Who is this God? What is his truth? Is it about wrath? Is it about his vengeance upon the wicked? No. It's about the fact that the steadfast love, the keseth in the Hebrew, the mercy of God, it never fades. It never comes to an end. And so when the days are dark, when you don't know where to turn, the Psalms are here to remind you that as much as your frustration might really be right there before your face, as much as your armies might literally be losing every single battle, the real hope is in the strength and might of the arm of the Lord, that pair of arms that already was stretched out and nailed to a cross for you? That pair of arms that via a pastor and his mouth and some water has baptized, washed, cleaned you? That pair of arms that is as body and blood fed to you to join with you? He's coming back to make good on everything he's ever said, to drive out all the enemies that would supplant you and me and our faith, including our own flesh, our own sinful desires, and to establish us in a land of innocence and righteousness forever. Innocence and righteousness that will flow from the delight he takes in us, from the light of his face shining upon us. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.